Thursday, April 23, 1981, 1 p.m. Hearing Room A, hearing on Senate Bill 324 relating to SAFE.
Sounds like Klingoski, for and against both.
We have a quorum. That's delightful. Thanks to the members for coming as quickly as they could. We're on Senate Bill 324. This is a task force bill, governor's task force bill. It's basically housekeeping, but there are 60 sections of the bill, and it deals mostly with what, Mr. Berea?
Making kind of corresponding changes, trying to make terminology in the Workers' Comp Act the same for SAFE as with other private carriers and self-insured employers.
Okay.
For the most part.
Okay. Go ahead, Carol. Could you identify yourself and proceed?
Yes, I'm Carol Bartlett, a student interning for Kaiser Permanente Medical Group.
Okay.
I should clarify, Mr. Chairman, we are not necessarily for and against this bill. We would like to address an issue that's in the middle of it, specifically Section 22.
Okay. Which does what?
Well, under current law, there's a problem in that health insurance providers must reimburse medical expenses when an appeal is pending. And then when it goes to a hearing, if in fact it's ruled a compensable injury, the health insurance provider is reimbursed. Problem arises when these hearings are never held. In other words, you have an insurance company who will deny a claim. A worker will appeal for a hearing. The insurance company will turn around and make him a settlement offer, and if he accepts, there's no ruling of compensable injury. In last session, Senate Bill 304 said that when an appeal was pending, the health insurance provider had to pay the medical bills, with the understanding in mind that there would be a ruling of compensable or non-compensable. What we would like is, first of all, to be notified when a settlement's made. Right now, we've estimated that it's costing us approximately $300,000 a biennium when settlements are made, and no provision for medical expenses are allowed in these settlements. We've had to guess at the amounts of the settlements and at the cases that are settled this way without a hearing. That's only because the attorneys involved will come to us and want medical records. We will give them medical narratives, and we have to assume then that if the attorney is getting involved, that there is probably a case, and it may end up as a settlement, or it may come to a settlement rather than going to a hearing. Our amendment, which is on the second page, I've suggested some wording, would allow for notification to us when these settlements are reached. We hope to, in the next biennium, be able to document how many cases that are denied are actually then settled without a hearing or before it gets to a hearing. And then we'd like to know what the settlement amounts were.
Okay, so you have a small amendment then to suggest to the bill.
Yes, we do.
And that's about it. All right. Fine. We'll consider that when we consider the bill further in work session and see whether we want to put that amendment in. Those of you who are out there listening, did you... will you be prepared to respond to that particular amendment so that we can have some understanding? Why don't we have the people from SAFE come up and maybe respond to that now?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee.
Thank you.
Would you like me to wait, or shall I?
Why don't you just wait there close quickly, and we'll see what they have to say. Maybe we can work this out without an amendment. I don't know. Hi.
Yes, Keith Maloney, General Counsel for the State Accident Insurance Fund. What Carol was talking about is a section whereby the law does allow for what we call disputed claim settlements in workers' compensation cases. If a person files a claim and it's questionable whether it's compensable or not, sometimes those cases are settled. They are, however, settled with the approval of the board. The law requires that either the hearing officer, the board, or the court approve those settlements. So what we have in effect is a final order that the claim is not compensable. It's settled with simply a cash settlement. And as I understand, what this amendment would do would simply require the carriers to notify any health provider that's been paying bills that the fact that a settlement is about to be made or is going to be made. We don't have any problem with that. SAFE currently now notifies all of the health providers when cases are disposed of in this manner.
Okay. So you don't see any problem with it?
I don't see any problem in that particular. I haven't seen the actual language, but from what she says that it says, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Fine. Thank you. Questions? Thank you very much. Appreciate both of your comments. We'll consider your amendment and see if we can't put it in. Mr. Frederick, I'll give you your 10 minutes. He promises it won't take longer than 10 minutes if we don't ask questions.
The questions were not piercing questions.
Piercing questions, all right.
Or brilliant answers.
All right. Non-piercing questions are allowable, and he can still do it in 10 minutes.
Carl Frederick, appearing for the task force, the chairman, Mr. Montgomery, apologizes the second time not being able to be here. Last time, I believe he was on his way to Hawaii. This time, he's probably on his way back from Hawaii.
I saw him last night.
Yeah. He was around. That's right, he was around yesterday.
Well, he has around
last night. Senate Bill 324 is one of two pieces of legislation submitted by the governor's task force on workers' compensation. The primary intent of the legislation is to clarify the two types of employers within the Oregon workers' compensation system. Thank you. That is those who are carrier insured and those who are self-insured. And while this might sound like a very simple matter of a change in definition, the end result was a rather lengthy procedure, as you'll note. As a result, it was felt that this particular proposal should be separated from the main task force bill, Senate Bill 104, in order to avoid additional confusion. Enough issues in that particular bill. Presently, the Oregon workers' compensation law recognizes two types of employers, the contributing employers and what we call direct responsibility employers. And this terminology was established in 1965 as part of the legislation which created the present three-way system. It was intended to identify those employers insuring with the State Accident Insurance Fund as contributing employers, since their premiums were considered as a contribution to the Industrial Accident Fund. And those electing to insure with a private carrier or go the self-insurance route were designated as direct responsibility employers, or as we term DREs. The concept here was that although they chose to insure or self-insure their liabilities, these employers remain directly responsible under the Oregon law. Now, as a result, there's been a great deal of confusion over the years concerning these two terms. SAFE has been known to attempt to use its marketing advantage the concept that insurance with a private carrier does not relieve the employer of the possibility of ultimately becoming responsible for the liability. And for their part, the private carriers could stress the contribution aspect as being more like the paying of taxes or assessments than the purchase of insurance. I think in practice, neither example was correct. Both SAFE and the private carriers have operated over the years in very much the same manner. Both have collected premiums, paid claims, and provided all of these services traditional within the industry. Now, most of the sections of Senate Bill 324 simply implement the basic concept and really make no significant other changes. In a few instances, implementation of the basic concept did necessarily make some related change. The changes made are identified in a section-by-section analysis, which I am prepared to begin right now if you feel there is time.
I don't think there is.
Probably not.
So, tell you what let's do. Would some other committee member like to serve with the subcommittee with me on this particular bill?
Senator Hannon?
It's a groundswell of apathy.
Okay. I'll create a subcommittee of Senator Hannon and myself on Senate Bill 324, and we'll schedule a subcommittee hearing, and we'll invite you to come in. Rocky Berea will work with us. We want to make sure we understand exactly what the bill is going to do. So we'll schedule that fairly soon. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Fine, thank you. Anybody else want to speak to it
at this stage?
Seeing and Scotty, you don't want to?
Right, okay. I guess that concludes our activity then.